Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspaper articles of the day. World War I would go on for another year. At home, citizens were being asked to make sacrifices. "No meat will be served on Tuesdays," the notice read. William F. Love, manager of the Thornton Hotel, is in charge of the Montana Food Conservation Program. "Hotels and restaurants in Silver Bow County will refuse to serve meat," he said, "and housewives of the city have been asked by Herbert Hoover to not prepare it. We must Hooverize," emphasized Mr. Love. One article noted that Montanans might find the sacrifice particularly challenging. "It is perhaps harder for Western people to deprive themselves of a portion of their meat," the story began, "as ordinarily they are very large beef consumers. A few years ago, one of the officials of the Burlington Railroad Dining Car Service informed this paper that the dining cars traveling in Montana had to take on every trip a great deal larger supply of beefsteaks than were used on any other line operated by the company." Another story noted that in Butte, Meatless Tuesdays are bound to be a little extra hard on the Catholics, who already refrain from eating flesh on Fridays. How well did that first Tuesday go? Mostly well, but patriotic Steve is fined with Meat Man. It cost two men $5 each yesterday in the police court over an argument about Meatless Tuesday. The technical charge was disturbance, but it started because one was patriotic and the other possibly hungry. Steve Yorchak and Peter Dunce faced each other across a dining table at the Florence Hotel. Dunce wanted meat and ordered it. Steve patriotically protested. Peter said it was his business what he thrust into his system, and then the dishes began flying. Meatless menus included pasta, pork and beans without the pork, and various fish dishes. Among the latter was whale meat. At first, the article began, whale meat was an experiment, and a number of patrons tried it out of curiosity. It is not expensive, an order costing 50 cents. As to taste, opinions varied. One said it resembled bear meat, another said venison, while still another swore that if he had not seen the word whale on the menu, he would have sworn he were eating a porterhouse steak. "It is expected," the article jarringly concludes, "that in a short time, porpoise and dolphin will also be served to the Butte public." Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.